This song from OC45 is titled GCRP. It's a song rooted in the controversy of the band's original name, Old Crow and the 45s. The name was an impulsive choice by band members who needed one when asked unexpectedly to play a gig on their University of New Hampshire campus. Derek Rossi says they later used it on a MySpace page because they didn't have a better name. Rossi says it wasn't long before the fledgling band received a letter. It was from the attorney representing the folk bluegrass band Old Crow Medicine Show.
And it was a cease and desist request that we stop using the term Old Crow in our name at the time because we weren't really serious or doing anything, and we didn't even like the name anyway. It was just kind of a placeholder. And we had been kind of like abbreviating it to OC45 just for our own purposes anyway. So we just decided to use that when I came back and we fired it up. And then, you know, like for a while there, we weren't really big fans of the name OC45 either, but we kind of were like touring a little bit and recording and making shirts and merch. So we didn't really have much choice but to keep it at that point. Now we've had it for 7 years. I mean, like the whole thing is a joke. Like we weren't a serious band. The fact that they felt the need to send that was kind of hilarious to us.
Were you familiar with Old Crow and the Medicine Show before that even happened?
Wagon Wheel. I mean, I think that's pretty much all anybody really knew or knows.
Oh, by the way, GCRP, Rossi says it stands for Geriatric Crow Remedy Performance. Not that they're bitter. You've already sort of hinted at it. You didn't really take yourself very seriously when you were just getting going, and even maybe a few years into it, you guys weren't taking yourself too seriously. Even the name of your website right now claims that you guys suck, right? So are you 7 or 8 years out now? Are you kind of surprised you're still doing this?
I would say so, yeah. When we first started the band, we were just doing it because we enjoyed playing music. Like me and Nick, our bass player, grew up together in Rhode Island, and we used to jam in his basement every single day from like when I was probably 15 through high school, and then even after when I'd come home from college, we'd always play. I think we played one thing that could have been considered a show once, but it was like just a train wreck and it was awful. So when I met Adam later, he had been in a band in high school too. They had actually played a couple gigs, so we were like, oh cool, this guy knows what he's doing. Like, this is our in to being a band. Turns out Adam had no idea what he was doing either. I mean, we had some friends in DIY bands that had done some DIY touring, and we just got the idea one day to go for it. And we did our first US tour like a year after we formed, spent 5 weeks out on the road, and it was kind of a bit of a disaster, but in all like the right ways, basically. So when we came back, there was no hesitation where he was going to keep doing it.
By the way, we're talking with Derek from the OC45 band that'll be at Night Shop tonight. I want to play a song from the latest album, Happy Accidents. It's the Ones and Zeros song, and it seems to address the fear that somebody, maybe you guys have, of becoming stale and boring. Let me play just a little bit of this song. Right, having heard just that now, you've released a number of albums that you talked about. You've toured the country numerous times. You've even, been in Europe now, touring a little bit.
We did one out there last May, and we're going back out in October.
So it sounds like you guys don't want to be stale. You don't want to be boring. You don't want that white picket fence prison, as you're saying in there. But what's different now than maybe 7 or 8 years ago? Is it a little more serious now?
The band is definitely more serious. I would say that for myself, I guess, it took a few years of doing the band to realize that that was all I wanted to do. So, I mean, I have a college degree in business administration with a focus on accounting. For a little while, I guess I always kind of thought that that's maybe where I would end up. And then after a couple of years and a couple of tours, and there was no going back. I was grateful that I made it to the point where I could make that independent decision. I was just kind of going through the motions before that. Pretty much a prime example of what's wrong with our school system in America.
How's that?
I kind of just floated through, got really great grades without really learning much, and I didn't learn how to really think independently or pursue my own interests at all. I sort of just fell in line and rejected that, basically. I knew that was something I didn't want to do while I was in college, but I didn't really have the balls to do anything else.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton talking with Derek Rossi from the band OC45 playing Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tonight. There's a whole bunch of songs we could get to, but time is going to limit us. I want to go to Keep Your Guns from the Happy Accidents album, and it's a really interesting few set of lyrics that you wrote, looks like a year or two ago, that kind of dovetail right into today. I want to play just a little bit of this song right now.
Bring a clock to the movies, sit way up in the back, celebrate up and carry, unless you're Muslim or black. Let's time all the teachers, invest in our schools, cause when you're on to the deep end, you can write your moves.
So let's go from here, Derek. You guys are all pretty much, what, your mid to late 20s right now?
Yep, I just turned 30 a couple of weeks ago. Nick is about to turn 29, Adam's 31. Yeah, we're all about in that area.
Okay, so it was about elementary school, maybe junior high, when Columbine happened. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Keeping this mind, this song we're playing in mind, how has that and the subsequent shootings and the school drills and all that affected your world outlook?
God, it's so depressing. I just realized, I guess, like, this song was born from just like this feeling of numbness to the problem. And like, obviously there's some sort of issue. There's some problem here, whether that's guns or mental health, a combination of the two, poverty, racial bias, like there's all sorts of stuff. But if we don't want to address it, and we obviously have problems doing that as a country, it's like, what do we do here? Just keep your guns. I don't care. If I have to live in a world where maybe I'll get shot just so you can have your Second Amendment right, I guess, you know, like you kind of just throw your hands up in the air.
Well, it was so stunning to hear the lyric in the song, let's arm all the teachers, invest in our schools, because when you're armed to the teeth, you can write your own rules. I was kind of stunned coming out of the Parkland thing as a parent of a now 20-year-old that all the drills that had been going on in school, I didn't hear about. I don't know if a lot of parents really knew that was going on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of the drills and stuff were probably a little after our time. Okay. I don't really remember doing much of that when we were in school. But I mean, also the shootings were a lot less common when I was in high school. And I don't know, it's just crazy that those lyrics, even though they were topical then, they're just as relevant right now. I mean, it's only a year or two, but what we've learned through punk rock is that we're still writing the same songs people wrote in the 80s. You know, like it's, the topics are still there. The struggles are still pretty much the same.
So, as you mentioned, you know, you're writing about the same things that punk bands in the 80s were writing about, but there's an interesting kind of little twist on the album called Dad's Home. It's a really touching song. Who wrote that song?
That's Adams. His father passed away in, I think it was 2016, and he had long had some health issues, and in Adams' relationship with his father was a really serious one. And so, yeah, when that all happened, that was kind of his way of expressing that, you know.
Let me ask it this way then, was his dad or are your parents pretty thrilled for what you guys are doing, or are they stereotypical, oh my God, get a real job type of parents?
It might have been a little bit more the latter at first, but the longer that we've been doing it, and I mean, they see the ripples from what we've been doing. They see that there are people like all over the country and all over the world asking us to come back, people who like are thrilled to open their doors and like have us crash with them. I mean, we've just built so many relationships and done so many things that are kind of unusual that I think at this point they're just like, wow, they're kind of more impressed than anything.